As a plant-based cheese company, Daiya has never talked about beef in an ad before, because someone somewhere once had a beef with saying beef and plant-based together. So putting a slice of Daiya cheese on a beef burger, not okay. Well, our delicious melty cheese has a beef with your beef about beef, because any step towards plant-forward eating is a step in the right direction. Daiya, 100% plant-based, even if you're not. Now made with Daiya Oat Cream Blend.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey, AfterBuzzers and Bold Type fans, we are back talking about episode 8, Plan B, and we can't wait to get into it because guess what? Ben and Jane are officially official. Sutton's going to Paris, and wait, there was no Adina this episode? We can't wait to discuss and break it down, so don't go away.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
I love this song.
Hey. Welcome back, guys.
That's a fun new intro.
Yeah.
First of all, I love the intro. Yeah. And I love this song by Sierra.
Yes.
Level up, everybody.
So basically, we're loving everything as much as we love you guys. And we're so excited to have you back for another after show of The Bold Type. Before we get into it, I'm your host, Allie Nasta. And I'm joined by my lovely panel members, Nakia. What's going on?
Hey, girls. Hey, and boys.
Hey, guys. It's Krista.
Carla.
Hey guys, what's up? Carla Beltran here.
Guys, so let's just jump. Well, let's talk about overall thoughts first. How are we feeling about this episode?
I feel a little relieved because Bold Type topic, shout out to the Bold Type writers. We love you all, but the topics have been a little heavy lately, but it's real life, which I love that they, you know, they talk about. Right. I felt a little relieved because it was a little lighter this episode, but it was a real true topic.
Yeah.
So
it was like heavy in the sense that it was sadder than usual, but it wasn't as such a controversial topic, which was nice, but it was still like heavy and sad, which, but
Yeah.
Sure. You're like, hey, Juliet.
I actually really enjoyed the show. I thought that it was, like, a great topic, especially because I feel like a lot of us are around the same age that watch the show. Yeah. And, like, it was kind of one of those topics that you don't really think about until it's brought up eventually by something specific. So I enjoyed it.
Definitely. Very heavy, very real, because there are a lot of people that are going through those issues right now. And it is kind of hard to see Jane go through this because, you know, she kind of always has all of the things that have happened to her, and it's really hard to see, especially because she's such a strong character, which it is kind of cool to see how the way she maneuvers it, because I'm sure some that are that can relate with those issues of what she's going through, they're able to kind of, you know, see how she's dealing with it. But yeah, it was definitely heavier. I'm not gonna lie, I had tears in my eyes at the end, and I was like, hold it in, Allie, hold it in. But you know what, we can cry sometimes. You gotta get it, have a good cry every now and then. Well, let's just jump right into Jane and her storyline this episode. First of all, I'd like to start off with Ben and her are officially official.
You guys,
So last week we asked a poll of all of our Instagram followers, shout out, go follow us, you know, and we asked them, do you need to be asked to be someone's boyfriend or girlfriend, or is it just assumed after a certain amount of time? Well, we were wondering what was going on with Ben and Jane, and we see here that it wasn't asked yet until now, which is exciting.
You guys, I told you.
Open the episode, and we're like, he asked, it happened.
But he assumed first, because he just said to the guy, my girlfriend, and then she said, wait, I'm your girlfriend now, and he's like, well, would you be my girlfriend?
So I guess at some point that conversation does have to happen. Yes. He might have been assuming for a while, but at one point he has to be like, my girlfriend. And you're like, oh, okay, yeah.
Now that you say that, Nakia, I feel like there's been a lot of situations in life where I've, like, heard people be like, even if you're talking to a guy and they're like, oh, yeah, this is the girl I'm, like, I don't know, because I can't say, it's always an awkward thing. Like, oh, this is the girl I'm talking to.
You know, hooking up
with. Sometimes it's easier to say, like, oh, my girlfriend, boyfriend. Yeah. So it is easier. So I did love that he said that, and I did love that he officially asked her, but you're right, it's just so much easier to be like, yeah, my boyfriend.
So I guess that's how you have to find out. You just take him out in public and see, and wait for them to introduce you to people. Okay. I'm your what?
Question for you guys. I do this. It is a guy I used to talk to or date. It's easy for me to, when I talk about them in the past, I say my ex. They were not my boyfriends, but it's just easier for me to be like, yeah, because my ex did so-and-so. Yeah. But I mean people who I've had, like, situationships with and we've dated for a while. Not like a hookup. I don't consider those anything, but.
Interesting.
Yeah, that is it.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Interesting.
Because when I say, for those listening, say I'm telling you guys a story, and I'm like, yeah, because it's just easy for me to say an ex of mine sentence saying, yeah, guy, I dated for 2 years. It's just, it's easier.
I see it, yeah.
You know?
I guess it depends on, like, how serious the relationship was, because I feel like I wouldn't call a lot of people my exes, or, like, whatever.
Jeez, girl, like, throwing shade.
No, I'm just kidding. No, but you know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't call the people that you dated, like, your ex.
I mean,
or at least, I don't know. I guess it really depends.
I think it depends. I would call
for me, like, I would have had to been asked, and then it would have had to been put, like, oh,
like,
it's official.
Facebook official.
Yeah.
Oh,
like, no. Facebook and everything.
No, and I mean, in my head, I don't think of them as an ex, but it's just easier for if someone I dated for, like, 2 years, it's just easier to say an ex. So that's why I liked when he was, like, my girlfriend, and he officially asked her out.
I know. I love
that he asked her.
Yeah. I
liked
that it was official, and it is kind of one of those things that it happens in moments like that, and I think it's kind of, it's fun to see that on scene, because it isn't always the big grand gesture that you imagine in your head that happens in romance movies, you know? It is kind of one of those awkward, oh, we're really doing this thing. We're really boyfriend and girlfriend. So that was fun to see, and we're glad because we want Ben to stick around for a while, which we'll get into that in a second.
You already saw me. I was about to start.
So we'll get into that in a second. But obviously, this whole situation that happened that morning is that Jay needs to take the Plan B pill, and then she goes to her gyno in order to talk about the side effects and it kind of the situation of her figuring out whether or not she should start thinking about having children. And that was the main topic of this episode, which was so heavy because a lot of us who are around her age, that is a scary topic if you're not ready for, like, we're not ready to have kids. And it's not that, I don't know, what do you guys think? Because it's obviously, it's not something, it's personal to everybody. Some people are ready, some people aren't. So could you even imagine having to go through something like that as being Jane?
No.
No,
absolutely
definitely
not.
Just to even think about it, like, I remember being that age last year. I just think, like, even at my age now, if a doctor, which I have been hit with that information because of my situation, it still scares me today. And I feel like I'm not even ready. But like you said, it depends on who you are. Because I know I've had friends in their early 20s who were ready and excited for kids.
Yeah.
And I have friends in their 30s who are like, what? What's a baby? So that's very frightening because not only do you have to think about, I still need my Plan B. Great. Wait, there's a situation where I may have to, like, freeze my eggs soon and need a guy to have a baby with.
I mean, I am Jane's age, and I'm still like, there's no way. Like, absolutely not. No. And also, I think it's different for Jane because she's not in that position already where she's like in a serious committed relationship, and she's also in a she's very career driven. Mm-hmm. So like kids aren't they weren't on her radar before this to just have them like thrown in there. That'd be so jarring.
Yeah, I think it's different if she was like 25 with like a long-term boyfriend. Yeah, and she was like living in and then they can sit and talk about it, because there are people who marry.
And she was like planted in a career, and like as far as she, you know, there's just people do things at different times. But I just think Jane in particular isn't at that point in her life, or she didn't want to be. But sometimes you have to change your idea or plans. But yeah.
Well, and it's so tricky because here she is, you know, finally establishing she has a new boyfriend, finally getting back into her job. You know, things are starting to continue to progress for her. Not that this would be a, like a digression, but it's kind of one of those roadblocks where you really have to, like, Jane really has to stop and think and figure out what's the next step. And that's hard.
Yeah.
And I think something that was really strong in this episode was seeing that motherly bond between her and Jacqueline, and to realize that she is there to talk. Because I don't know about you guys, I kind of was feeling her, because I'm like, wow, I feel like even though Jane has her friends and has Sutton and Kat, who are so tremendous and amazing and loving, you do like
you need your mom,
in a situation like that, or you need someone that can relate to you on a level that no one else can. And I think that was like what was most heart wrenching, is because you kind of could see her hesitation in this.
Well, it makes sense, because I mean, there's certain subjects that you can talk about with your friends that they'll take you seriously, but it's kind of like when they were at the park, they were like playing around the playground rather than trying to be there experiencing like or figuring out the questions that she was asking. Mm-hmm. But I guess as far as, like, Jane goes, I feel like, if anything, what scares her the most would be, like, everything that she would have to leave behind if she did have a child. But I see her being, like, a great mother, like, even though she doesn't see herself being that.
Right.
And in the end, I feel like it is helpful for her. It would be helpful for her to make, like, a pros and cons. Like, okay, like, if I'm not ready to have a baby right now, then it might suck to freeze my eggs, but if that's my only option because I do want kids, it's like you move forward with that. Which obviously it's not an easy decision to take.
Yeah,
but I love the way that it was just like brought up in the show itself. Yeah.
And I think it's also harder too for people, young people, and older people who have lost their parents, especially if you lost them at such a young age, because I think you like, I was going to say Aisha, which is her real name, Kat says to her, are you afraid because your mother wasn't there?
Yeah.
And I think that's the fear where she's like, well, what kind of mother would I be? Because I don't have, where some people can go to their moms, their grandmothers, even aunts to go to for advice.
Yeah.
So I think that might also be another fear.
Well, and also she has the BRCA1 gene. Yeah, so say she does have kids, she also has to worry how long she's going to be around in case something the worst would happen. Right. So she's got all kinds of things
to pass it down to them. Yeah. It's a lot. Right.
It's a lot to take on.
Jane has had to take on so much.
In every single episode. Yeah. Poor girl.
Well, and she said, I think it was 4 months she mentioned that she found out. So like, this is all within a year that all this stuff is happening, which is so crazy. But jumping over into other things, let's talk about Ben for a second. So, first of all, we all love
Ben.
Where
do I find a Ben?
Where do we all find a Ben? Call us.
Like, seriously. Call me. So, we're all looking for a Ben out here. So, if you guys, we have some contenders. anyways, but I wanted to know your take on Ben's reaction to her telling him that she has the BRCA1 gene. Did you take it as Ben being scared and wanting to leave the relationship, or did you take it more as, oh, he's worried, he knows, he wants to be, he knows the worst outcome because he's seen it before? What was it for you?
For me, I kind of felt like it was both. In the beginning, when he started walking away, I was like, what are you doing? Does this mean you're walking away from the relationship? But then when he kind of came back and he started asking all the questions, I was like, okay, these are the questions that, like, of course are going to come to his mind, because he's a doctor and he wants to know, he wants to, like, obviously, he just asked this girl to be his girlfriend, and he sees potential with her for eventually to, you know, maybe grow into something bigger. So I can kind of understand why he would be kind of taken off by it, because it's a lot to take on. Like, for us, if it's a lot for us to take on and we're just watching the show, like, in a way, obviously they're also on the show, but, like, if that was your boyfriend or girlfriend and they just told you that, you would be like,
what's going on?
Like, what do I do? Like, because not only is it, and it's not necessarily, like, a problem, but not only is it an issue for them, but it's also an issue for you. Because it's, like, like, then you also have to start thinking, like, well, I can't be wasting her time, because if she does want to have kids, then she needs to be in a serious relationship with somebody who wants to have kids.
So do you think that Ben was shying away from the relationship?
I don't even think he was thinking about that at this point. I think he was so, like, in doctor mode that I think he's going to start processing it. But he, like, all the questions he was asking were, you know, one or two, which as a doctor, because he's worried about her health, it probably, like, the whole, I need to have kids now or, like, put my eggs away. He was probably like, wait, you have the BRCA gene was his, like, number. Because I think he cares about her a lot.
And I also think his doctor brain was on a little bit further than that as well. Because she has the BRCA gene, which doesn't mean she might never get cancer. But when she has kids, she can now pass cancer onto her kids.
Yeah, there's so many
And
things.
I think that's something else that he was, while he's processing, poor thing, he's probably like, wait, if I have kids with her, as well as the ability that my kids may end up with any
it's
type
just,
of
like,
cancer.
So many factors.
It's a lot. And I do think as a doctor, he's like, I just met this girl. I like her a lot. She can get cancer. She can possibly die. And I just think all those signals were going on.
Yeah, because he was also like, do you go to your mammograms? Are you getting checked? Yeah. Your, like, cervical, whatever. So he was like, are you okay? Yeah.
So do you think that Ben's going to stick around?
I do, but I think it might be a problem. She might push him away, because I think she just wants the boyfriend-girlfriend relationship. But because he's a doctor and he's caring, and... like, Juliet also brought up a good point. Like, we're starting to see more pinstripe. And I feel like I see where the bull type is going with this, but I feel like he's going to mean well, but I feel like...
he's going to mean so well. She's
just, but I think it's going to be Jane that ruins this
relationship. I think it's going to scare her a lot because
she's
of her situation.
Push him away.
And I think he's going to want to care for her. And it's
you
like,
guys, like, I don't like your predictions.
I love Ben so much. But even today, she didn't get the response she wanted out of him. But I think if they would have talked more, she would have, but his, like, initial response was a doctor response, and, like, if you kept talking it through and he, like, had a bit to process it, he probably could have given you the boyfriend response, too, but it's just hard, so she, like, I don't know.
But I think in that moment, she needed a hug. Anyone that is telling something so scary, like, that's even scary to say out loud, you know what I mean? So the fact that she had to not only say this out loud to another person other than her best friends or anybody close to her family, she's saying it to someone that she's really starting to love. And I think that I thought that took so much strength.
It did.
So I really understood where she was coming from when she said, I need a boy.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Friend right now, meaning stop talking about all the logistics.
Just, like, comfort me.
I understand. Yeah. I just need a hug. I just need you to tell me that you're going to be there for me no matter what, and you're going to love and care for me, and it's going to be okay. That's kind of what I feel like Ben should have done. I understand it was shocking, but at the same time, it was more about him and the situation and less about Jane and how she's feeling and what she must be going through and what must be going through her mind that day. And I think that's kind of something that really tore me up inside and made me a little... you know, shocked at first. I understand that's his doctor brain, but you're talking at her. You're not talking to her, and you're not listening to what pain she might be thinking, like the pain she's thinking through.
I totally agree with you. And I think that's why it's going to be interesting ride to see their relationship, because I think she's going to want one thing and he is just going to constantly...
it's going to be hard for him to get over the whole...
doctor love her and concern, and she's like going to be like, I
and
get
And of course,
it.
You're right, though at the same time, his brain does work on other measures and is constantly thinking of things that he's experienced and, you know, in his practice, so...
She has a lot
it's
of
also take. Such a new relationship, too. It's just, it's hard.
It is.
Yeah.
We'll take
this
Ben.
Is tough. Yeah, I'll take Ben off her hands.
Nikki and I were talking in the beginning of the show. It's Joanne in the booth. And a point I was saying is that it seemed like it was very me, and it was all about Ben when it had nothing to do with Ben.
Yes. No,
like,
you're
he was
right.
like, I need to process this. Just give me a minute. It's not about you.
No, it's the change.
Like, bro, I need to process this, and I need you to hug me.
Exactly. It's like, do you understand what I had to process today? You know,
what I've been processing for 4 months having this gene.
Right.
Like, I've heard, she's talked to so many doctors. So obviously he needs to realize that she's been to the doctor.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, I agree with you, Julia. Like, that's what I was saying earlier. Is that I just thought it was a little selfish the way he reacted, and he really needed to console her in that time, because it's just like if you had a bad day, no one wants you to continue to be like, oh, yeah, I know you had a bad day. Well, I'm going to add, like, I know that you had a bad day because I know this, this, and this. It's like, oh, okay, well, are you going to sit, you know, they don't want to hear about it. They want you to just be there for them. Yeah. So, I don't know.
I agree.
I guess we'll have to wait and see what happens with Pinstripe, because he did pop up quite a few times in this episode. Which everybody loves him. And you know what else everybody loves is all of our AfterBuzz shows, because I love everybody here. This place makes me so happy. And our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is really no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because guess what? They're optional! So hit that subscribe button right now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did that, so in the comments below, and we'll thank you on air because you're so amazing. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk. We love you guys so much. And while you're, you know, on YouTube, liking, commenting, and subscribing, head on over to iTunes Podcast and give us a five star and comment and let us know what you think of our after show. Let us know if there's anything that you want us to add, and we will shout you out next time and say hello, because we love every single one of you. And we love Pinstripe.
Yes, we do.
And Pinstripe is back in the picture.
We love.
Like, he's not going away. Mm-hmm. And
he's so cute.
He's always in there to, like, give that, like, one piece of information that everybody's needing. So
he's definitely, like, helping out the friends.
Yeah.
He's like that voice of reason.
Okay, this is what makes me laugh. Is that, like, firstly, he's just, like, in the lobby. Right. And then he's just... in, like, where Kat was, like, holding that big box, he was just, like, there again. Like, where are you? Why are you always there?
His friend is doing expose advice and help Kat out. Like,
yeah.
We love
he's
you,
He's got Pinstripe. The in everywhere.
He definitely awesome. Is. He definitely
it's
is.
It's weird, because I feel like Pinstripe is, like, the bad guy, good guy that you want to be with.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
We're like, yeah.
And he's always... Ben is a really, really good guy that
but you
push
away.
Right. Why is it that way?
What's wrong? I don't know. Because girls are the worst.
But why the do guys we do the same thing.
They do.
Everybody just wants what they can't have.
Exactly.
You know?
It's one big cycle.
It is. It's because, like, it's like you finally, you don't like someone, and then you finally like them, and they're like, moving on, and you're like, what the heck happened?
It's like one big chase.
It's totally one big chase. Which is kind of funny, because you know what's kind of a chase is the whole Oliver Sutton thing. Because every time, you know, it's like, we all know that Sutton's always going to come out on top. I don't know why, but it doesn't worry me. But, I mean, were you guys at all worried that Sutton wasn't going to come out on top this one time?
No, not at all. She always does. Like, I've never... Has she failed yet?
No.
You know what I love, though? Because this is something that I was dealing with personally at work. Like, when work becomes overwhelming and you have a lot, one of my coworkers, he pulled me aside and he was like, you know, I know you don't want to hear this right now, but the more work you put in, the harder you work, you just start to get used to it, where you're just killing things. And that's what I feel like with Sutton. I feel like even though when Sutton gets in trouble, it's like, I know she's going to come out on top because she's so used to failing and doing so bad, where now she's used to handling Oliver. She's used to his attitude. She's used to, like, working really hard, and now she's succeeding and coming up top. So I was scared a little bit, but I was like, you know what? No, she's going to pull through and she's going to figure it out. And that's something I think she's learning.
That's what I was looking forward to. Like, I always like seeing how she figures it out at the end.
Yeah.
And when she was like, oh, it's a set, I was like, oh my gosh, she's not about to try and recreate this bar, like, in a set. And I thought it was awesome. I really liked it. I feel like she always has an obstacle and she overcomes it, or she, like, decides to do something about
it. I'd be
it.
Lost. I could,
she's quick
that
on her
idea
feet.
Was super quick. I'd be like,
I'm like, so we really need that 10% of the budget back.
We need the money.
So, yeah, like you said, I love seeing her figuring it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love her.
And it is fun to kind of see Oliver challenge her, because you can tell he always know that Red's going to pull it off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He does, and that's why he entrusted her.
Yeah.
And that is...
And I feel like, in a way, he's training her.
Definitely.
For, like,
he is.
You know, what she wants to do, so...
He knows she's good.
Favorite couple right now is Oliver and Sutton.
This is... Yeah, they're so fun. One thing I want to ask you guys, because of the budget and everything that was brought up, I don't know if this is me just holding on to old news.
Something
is someone worried out, like worried about that expense?
That's kind of that might be the one time Sutton fails. I feel like why do we keep talking about money? It's got to slip in there somewhere. I get worried. Okay. I get nervous. Every
I'm glad
episode.
I'm not the only one because I don't know why I don't want to let that
today
go.
Today I thought it was going to come up at the budget meeting.
I thought so too.
Yeah. Okay. I see what you're saying.
For some reason, definitely did nothing about it.
Also, it just worries me because it's still there hanging around, and I'm just like, is it gonna? Is it not?
Because you think about it, she's been doing really good. Like, though she gets into like trouble, she figures it out. But I feel like that might be something that does
like. But today would have been the perfect episode for it to come out. So maybe
they're like, we're
it
missing
won't.
So much money. Well,
and this is the thing too, is that like I didn't know where she was going when she was picking up the deal memos or not the deal memos, the travel memos. Mm-hmm. For some reason, I don't know why I thought that would happen then, even though she's just picking up a travel memo. But you're right. I mean, I guess maybe it's something. It's me holding on to like spilled milk that's just never. It's going to be some later.
That's how the bowl type
is. It could totally happen, like with the whole Paris thing. She could just be taken out of Paris because, you know what? Like we found out that, like, you know, you spent $800, which is the cost of your ticket
on cocaine.
Yeah.
Oh, home girl.
Like, I totally see that happening or something. Because,
right,
like, why is she going to see her mom? Is she going to see her mom to get the money to pay them back? Or, like, you know,
clearly
Sutton is going to go through something next week that she's going to have to go.
I don't know. I guess guys, we just got really fired up about that.
I'm really so excited now.
What are you guys thinking? Let us know if you think that this whole expense that she spent. What was the?
She spent like $800
on cocaine
and drinks. Miscellaneous charges.
So I don't know. What do you guys think? Do you think that this is a storyline that's going to go away, or do you think that the writers are going to bring it back? I want to know because for some reason it's looming over my head and I'm worried about it. Speaking of looming, I guess this isn't even really looming, but I'm just still wondering, okay, no Adina this episode. Are we gonna address what's going on? Are they fine? I guess this open relationship is going okay.
Like, is that what's happening right now? Green light.
Red light.
I think they're just still going about their open relationship.
I know. I think so too.
I feel like any episode without Adina, though, I'm like, oh, I kind of miss. Like, at the time, there's so much going on. But then I'm like, wait, we didn't get to see Adina, and I missed her.
I think it would have been nice to have Kat tell Adina, like, what happened. Yeah. And then, you know, I don't know, maybe
I think they're setting it up. I think they're setting it up where, like, we might not see her for a few episodes. Right. And then when she comes back, it's going to be a full, they're going to deal with the relationship situation.
Yeah, like a Dina Kat episode. Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. All right, well, let's get into the big juicy part of Kat's episode deal. So, Cleo, which is the new member of the board that kind of screwed Jacqueline over. She constantly is showing us that she's a shady character.
Something's up with Cleo.
I don't trust her. I think she's got ill intentions. I think she knew 100% what she was getting into.
Of course.
I think she was hoping that it was so, like, under the, like, just hidden that it wouldn't come out until it was too late, but, like,
I feel like she's purposely just trying to take Jacqueline down.
She is.
And I feel like, because even when she first came in, we all got sketchy bad vibes. Mm-hmm. And I think she, like, I think Cleo's smarter than what we think. Like, I think she knows Kat's a hothead, Kat's emotional. I think she knew Kat would be the perfect person. And I really think she has something out for Jacqueline.
Yeah.
And I hope they find out soon because I cannot stand
Cleo.
It's
like, either you're really bad at your job not to notice that before you, like, signed, like, litigated that whole contract.
Oh.
And I think what annoyed me is because I'm thinking, wait a second. Kat went into this meeting and didn't have anybody read over her contract.
She just signed
That's what I was confused about. But it makes sense, though, because when she sat down with Richard and Cleo, they said, oh, well, I didn't see it in the contract. So clearly she did. So when Kat went into the meeting, she knew that it was approved by the board and she was able to sign.
So that's 100% Cleo's fault.
It is.
Yeah.
And I'm just surprised, was anybody else, that Richard didn't say anything to Cleo?
I'd been like, get better? Yeah.
Especially because if you remember the board, they take this very serious. And I think that was a reason and a place for her to be chastised. And I'm shocked that he didn't.
I guess, like, maybe since the piece was just being, they were being investigated for these allegations. And, like, facts weren't coming out till after she had signed. Yeah. So maybe that's how it could be, like, slipped under, how she thought she could get away with it. But it's still, you're not doing your job well enough. You should have been like, hey, this is an opportunity, but there's, like allegations out there that aren't going to look good for you at all.
Yeah.
And that's part of her job. It's like, those are the things that you look up when you're signing one of your employees. Mm-hmm. She basically signed her face away.
Yes.
When you're signing that away, that's an easy thing that you should look up as a lawyer and figure out what their morals are, where they're putting their money. You know, that's
just that makes Scarlett look awful.
Right. Yeah. And that's exactly what Jacqueline had to say.
Shady boots. I'm telling you, she's up to something.
Shady is right.
Yes. I think 100% Cleo is up to no good. And I just think that something is going to blow up in a major way. And I don't know what it is, but Cleo is either going to, like, I could see, I guess, you know what, I'm going to say that for predictions.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that for predictions because that's what that is. But yeah. Well, I think that kind of wraps up Jane Sutton and Kat's storylines this episode. So we are going to get into the bold issue of today, which obviously every episode of The Bold Type has a very bold topic that they talk about. Besides everything that kind of was going on with Jane Sutton and Kat, we realized that one of the major themes was addressing things that may be uncomfortable to talk about to your friends, your family, your coworkers. You know, we saw Jane address the situation with
you've been changing.
Yeah, I've been Drain. Jeez, guys, okay. Sorry. With, you know, with Jacqueline and Ben, and then Sutton have to address something with Oliver that she didn't want to. And so we're kind of leaning all this. And I think the main thing was, how soon is too soon, you know, to tell a significant other something what Jane was going through.
That's,
you know,
tough.
It's so tough because if you think about it too, Jane had, you know, was having a bad day, was kind of taking on a Ben, and she just wanted him to understand where she was coming from. Yeah. You know?
I mean, definitely once you're exclusive, I feel like that's okay, because if he is asking you to be his girlfriend, he sees a potential future with you.
Right.
So that's, as soon as he asked you to be exclusive, that was a conversation you should have been like, just so you know.
Now we go together.
Like, I know it's scary, but that's like, obviously every relationship she has from here on out, that's going to have to be something that's addressed. Yeah. Well, you guys are just hooking up and whatever, and it's fun. Like, sure, don't. And then, like, but with the whole plan B situation too, that like brings kids into it, which is also now an issue, but she just found out about that.
Right.
So I feel like the timing of it worked fine for her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought it was totally fine. I still am annoyed the way Ben reacted.
Yeah.
Not gonna get over it. Not gonna get over it.
We love him, but we just wanted him to calm down a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Take a chill pill.
But yeah, I think, and I guess
it's
like,
it worked out,
And
they just started dating the night before.
Yeah.
The night before they were
official.
She literally
was like, we're exclusive. Okay, here's the deal.
And I give it to her because some people don't tell their partners.
Yeah.
Some people wait a really, really long time. Some people string people along and then like years later they're like, oh yeah, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're already deep into the relationship and now you're like, wait, thanks for telling me 2 years later.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think, and I always say this every time we do the show, what I love about The Bold Type, it's kind of like a teaching moment for people.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I feel like a couple or whoever, maybe a friendship or someone can watch that and be like, wow, maybe I can do better with communicating and letting my partner or someone know about something that's really important and ripping that Band-Aid off.
100%. And they rip the Band-Aid off a lot.
Yes.
But I like it. And it's communication and letting people know what you're thinking and what you're feeling. And I think that's a huge problem is people just don't communicate.
Yeah.
And so then there's a lot of underlying stress and issues that people go through and resentment because people aren't saying how they feel.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm not saying like, say all you feel like, oh wow, your shirt's ugly. You know, like maybe let's keep that stuff yourself. But
no, if your shirt's ugly, you've got to know your shirt's ugly.
No, but you don't trust his opinion that your shirt's ugly. You never know.
Yeah. Maybe you're just telling me because you like it too much.
But you know what I mean. Just like being real with your friends, your partners, whatever. Whatever.
And that's what I was gonna say. Like, I think there, the whole how soon is too soon, I feel like there isn't really too soon. If you're starting to develop a relationship with somebody, I think the more open you are, the better it is for both of you and for, like, the relationship itself. Like, here, I feel like Jane, Kat, and Sutton have been so open with each other since the beginning, and that's why they have such a successful friendship, because they know a lot about each other. As, like, there's other friendships who, like, you know your friends, but you don't know anything about, like, their parents or, like, their family or, like, maybe that they're sick or, like, different things. Or, like, as for them, they've been really open with each other. Yeah. And I think that them being open with each other helps them to be open with their partners.
Totally.
Which I think it always goes back to the whole communication thing. And especially, like, if you're starting to date somebody, I think you need to either see a future with them or, like, if not, then, like, don't be rude and waste their time, because then, like, you're just like, I don't know, that's just don't waste people's time.
Let's just try to have a good time.
You know?
Yes.
But if you are starting to develop a relationship with them, then obviously you have to tell them the truth, because you don't want to be like, the day before your wedding, like, hey, by the way, like,
before we get married,
news for you, or the, after you got married, like, oh, by the way, this yeah. business, you know, because then, like, yeah, yeah, you have to give
That's
people
crazy,
the crazy chance. Guys. I can't believe we only have 2 episodes left of the season. This has flown. But before we go, we got to get into some predictions because we got 2 episodes to wrap this all up in a pretty little bow.
Yes.
And 2 more. Wow.
Predictions. Alrighty, Kia, we're starting with you.
Predictions. I'm predicting, like I said earlier, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I don't see Ben in our girl Jane lasting. And I think it's not because he's not a good guy. I just think because of her situation now, I feel like her and Pinstripe just vibe a little bit better. Mm-hmm. Even though Ben's such a great guy, I just feel like she may push him away and he may be too great for her. And I think because we do keep seeing Pinstripe, he will be back in the picture. I love that we see a Pinstripe and Alex a lot more. I love seeing them too. Yeah. I think Sun is definitely gonna come on top. She's going to Paris, but I think a big bomb, and I think it's what you said, Ali. I think that $800 of good old cocaine might pop up and those charges. And I think she's gonna have to go through a challenge. And I do think we are gonna see Adina come back maybe on the last episode. And I don't see her and Kat lasting.
Ooh.
I just see a lot of bombs.
Oh, I did not see that coming.
Yeah. I did not see that coming out of your mouth.
I see a lot of bombs happening for this season finale.
Quite the season. Lots of breakups.
And you know what's really exciting, though, what the writers can do is give us those bombs because they have a season 3.
That's true. Yeah.
So that's
because really
when writers don't have the news that they are going to have another season, they've got to kind
wrap
of like,
it up.
Right.
So it could be a potential series finale. Yeah, but they don't have to do that.
Yeah, so this is going to be, I think you're right, a banging season finale.
It's going to be, yeah. I agree. I think Ben and Jane are gonna, she's gonna eventually push him away, and she might like find solace in Pinstripe or like end up telling him something's gonna happen and he's gonna comfort her in a way Ben couldn't. And then, you know, he's gonna like not doctor her. He might actually comfort her. But yeah, I see where you're going with that. I think Cleo, I think she's going for Jacqueline's job is what I think. I think she wants to like, every time she does something like this, this makes Jacqueline look bad because she's getting her employees in like these awful situations. So she needs to go. And then, yeah, I think Kat and Adina, we're going to have some more communication with them that I missed. We didn't get any of that this episode, but I don't know if they're going to work it out.
I know. I don't like to think
about that, but yeah. Yeah.
Sad.
Such a beautiful couple.
All right, Carla.
Well, I agree with you guys. I do believe that Jane and Ben are actually not going to be together.
As much as you don't want that to happen.
As much as don't want that to happen, I want Ben to come back so that I can see him again. Yeah, I think the relationship that Jane and Pinstripe have is just, it's so cute. I really like them together. Like, they make each other laugh and all of that. As far as Kat goes, definitely Kat and Adina. There's going to be another bump in the road, especially because I feel like we still haven't had, Adina still hasn't found a job, I think, that to sponsor her so that she could stay here. So I feel like that might be a topic that they will probably bring up as, like, the bull type. And then Sutton, I don't like seeing my girl single, so I'm hoping that maybe
Richard,
we missed you, and then you came back this episode. I was I almost forgot you existed. Yeah.
He looked up for 2 seconds. I love it.
Yeah, so I have a feeling that there might be not necessarily some spark, but maybe, some
maybe like
spark.
Maybe a drunken, like,
between Sutton and Richard. at least that's what I am hoping for. This prediction really goes at large, but I really don't see Sutton going to Paris Fashion Week because I think that they're going to find out how much money she spent, and they're going to be like, you know what? Because we were doing the cutting the expenses and stuff, we actually, this money that you spent, now we're going to have to like take it back and then not be able to take you. I feel like that's how it would
interesting. Alrighty, guys. I am thinking Cleo's definitely going to take someone down, and I kind of agree with you, Krista. Yeah. I think it could be coming after Jacqueline, which would be, no way. I think if anything, it's going to be one of those things where Cleo's going to try to take her down, but is going to fail miserably.
Yes. No way.
But I just think that people need to figure out her true colors because there's something so shady about her that I don't like. I think that Sutton, that expense question is definitely going to come up again. I don't know why. I don't know how, but I think it will. And I have a really outlandish, like, this is so crazy of a prediction. But, like, as much as I see some sort of potential with Jane and Pinstripe, I just see an engagement from Ben and Jane happening.
Really?
And then, but they might, I could see but that, it, like, and it might maybe, not go through.
Right,
or
like maybe Jane says no.
She can't. You know? Maybe she's like, no, Ben's not the one for me. Pinstripe is.
But I swear I see some sort of like fast moving, like Ben's yes. like, I can't even believe.
That. Yeah. Yeah.
I see that.
I don't know, man. Could be totally crazy and totally out there, but I'm just going to throw it out.
I like that.
I would like to have like a young married couple.
That would be a great like, season a, finale. Yeah. Just a proposal. And we're right. like, what?
Yeah. Will you marry me? Oh my gosh, will you be like, yes!
How crazy.
I like that. I like that.
I don't know. I guess we'll have to wait and see. We've got two more episodes and then a season three on the horizon, which is super exciting. But before we go, Kia, where can they find you on social media?
You guys can find me on all the social medias at Kiki Boom Boom.
Hey guys, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Krista Flungy.
You guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Carla Beltran. You can follow me on Instagram at I am Carla Beltran or on Twitter at Carla Beltran with an R at the end.
And hey guys, Allie Nasty here. Find me on Instagram at LA Girl. And of course, follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms. We will see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.